Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world tuning in. Welcome back. This is our dive into the GPL share box that is a part of your membership here at WP Studio. And the reason why we are looking at PERF Matters, which stands for Performance Matters plugin that is available in the GPL share box, is twofold. The person or the group that wrote this plugin is very knowledgeable in terms of getting WordPress to perform better. And two, it's a great, small, simple plugin that you can drop on any WordPress site, even sites that have been there for a while and you're constantly tweaking it to make the performance better. And low overhead, easy to set up. And the reason why it's I think, important in the GPL share box for you guys is that rather than paying the money and trying to see, because many of you have already optimized a lot of your WordPress websites, and you're trying to get 1 or 2 points on, you know, Google page speed or something else. You're trying to just get that little bit faster. So you may have already over-optimized or done all the things this plugin does through other means. And so why spend the money if you can't actually prove that it's going to increase the speed? So I would encourage you to use the GPL Sharebox version, test it, make some tweaks to see if you can actually increase the speed. If you can, then it's one of those plugins that is like a no-brainer to purchase. So what we're going to do today is we are going to be going through a few of the settings of the PERF Matters. Now, I did tell people in the pre-show that there is an update to PERF Matters that came out, and I will be uploading that to the GPL share box. So there's a new version that will that's coming out. It's mainly just optimization stuff, not really new features or anything like that. So the current one that's up there on the GPL share box will be perfectly fine to use for now. All right. So this plugin actually comes from Brian Jackson. If that name sounds familiar, it's probably because you've read some of Brian's blog posts over at WorkUp, or you've even read some of his stuff over at the server company Kinsta. So Brian Jackson is really a guru of server optimization when it comes to WordPress. Whether that's SEO, whether it's the speed, or whether it's security or performance, all these things. And plus, he writes incredible tutorial articles. And so what he did was, over his 10, 15 years of working at the Kinsta managed WordPress hosting and his other work that he does at WorkUp, and he's got a consulting company with his brother, he's taken all of that and said, what are some key things that every WordPress site can be optimized by some simple settings? What can we do to make WordPress faster, regardless of what server environment you're in? So yes, you can go ahead and, you know, read his how to speed this up, and he's always updating this. This article, I believe, is about 6 years old, 6, 7 years old, but he is constantly updating it, tweaking this article every few months or so. So you definitely want to make sure you have read this, because it really talks about a whole bunch of the different ways of speeding up WordPress, everything from hosting to CDN to compressing images, all those type of stuff. But what he's done is everything that is in this article has been built into PERF Matters, the plugin. And some of it is pretty straightforward. Things like, and again, Control Studio does some of these things, but at a more robust level. This is a very simple plugin, makes it super easy. So really, PERF Matters only has a simple settings area in the settings menu of WordPress. And there are really only three areas that you need to know. Well, there's four, but there's three areas you need to know about is the options, the CDN, and the extras. And yes, if you don't have Google Analytics or for whatever reason, a Google Analytics plugin just got bought out and you need a better way to put in Google Analytics and you're not using something like SEO Studio or something like that, you can handle it from here. Now, I'm going to go through a few of these options and explain why or why not you would want some of these settings dealt with. Because some of them, while it may make your site faster, it may also make your site not function. That's one of the benefits of making it work or not making it work. So, disable emojis. If you are doing a professional website, a business site, why in the world do we have emojis that we are going to include? If you're not doing comments, you're not doing anything like that, we don't want to load emojis. WordPress automatically loads an entire emoji library to every single page, which is minute seconds that it takes on every single page load. So I don't see a need unless you are literally building a blog site and the client wants emojis. If you do not need it, don't even add it. The other thing is true. If a lot of times we build, or you guys may build sites for clients where you've built it all, you will handle the content addition. And basically it's, yes, it's a static site that you'll update, but you're not looking for the client to constantly blog every single day or share content or do embeds from YouTube or Twitter or all the Facebook. And if we're building a site where we don't need that, turn it off. Now, yes, we can do this in code, but sometimes it's just easier to check a box. So all these different embeds, all the code to handle the embed, and again, just to present this in a different manner, if you leave this enabled, the disable embed, if you leave it by default where WordPress will have embeds, you can paste a URL to a YouTube video into like a post or a page, and WordPress will auto configure it and embed the actual video player on there where you don't have to use like the objects or the scripts or how to do an iframe. You don't have to figure that out. But if you're not doing that and you are building a site exactly per spec for a client, why do we need embeds that will do all this extra work? Now, removing query strings is another one that people think, when you test your Google page speed or GT metrics or something like that, it will say, oh, we need to get rid of query strings. This is one of those ones where you need to test it on your site, because some of your plugins, especially like form plugins that are passing information on to other pages or other plugins may use query variables. And that's what's happening. Query strings are the regular URL plus all this extra stuff that we're passing in the URL. And this would also, query strings are also these extra, like the question mark after a URL. So if we would also you remove query strings, not only will we have URL issues that may or may not work, your versioning systems for JavaScript and CSS will also break because it removes the question mark version number after that is added to the CSS or the JavaScript. It removes those. While it may make the site slightly faster, this is one of those ones where we have to trade off whether or not we remove the query strings. Now, XML RPC. Lots of plugins have this, most meaning have the ability to turn this off. And in this case, you know, unless you know you need it, turn it off. Same is true for jQuery Migrate. Now, the great thing is the only people who need to turn this off are people who have long-term WordPress websites that have been installed for a long time. All those sites would have jQuery Migrate in it. Most code today doesn't need that. It's the old, sometimes jQuery had some old version stuff. So rather than deprecating those old versions, those old functions, there was a Migrate plugin that would still allow you to use these old functions in jQuery. So this is one of those ones where I test. I turn it off. If everything functions normally on your WordPress website, then you can leave it checked to remove Migrate. If for whatever reason something breaks, that probably means you need the jQuery Migrate. This normally is going to be something you have an old plugin that hasn't been updated in a long time that still relies on old coding for jQuery. Then we can go through here. We can hide the WP version from the head. We can remove the manifest link. This is, again, it's the Windows Live Writer. I don't know of anybody who uses that still, but it is still included in WordPress. It shows up in the header. So remove it. That's another line from every single header file in WordPress. This is the really simple discovery. And basically that allows, whether it's RSS feeds or other types of feeds, to auto-find the feeds on every single page. And then removing the short link. This is the short link tag. In WordPress, that was an old way. Almost before we really did the permalinks in the way we currently do the permalinks, there was a way for you to create a short link for every single post or page, so you could share a short link rather than this extended URL for that page. We don't really use that anymore. Most people don't use that anymore, partly because Google and other search engines, as well as other social sharing systems, A, they wrap their own links. How many of you have noticed that? For most people, if you share a link on Twitter or Facebook, sometimes it will auto shrink that link for you in the Twitter or the Facebook or some other social sharing link. So this is kind of redundant in WordPress, so you can turn it off. That's another line of code. That's another piece of JavaScript that no longer has to get loaded. We can disable the RSS feeds if you're not using this. We can even remove RSS feeds, so there are no RSS feeds. I would be careful in doing this, especially if you have a blog, because there's still a lot of people who use RSS feeds. And so while this will speed up your site by disabling them and even removing the links, there are people who are still using RSS. I still use RSS. Sometimes it's easier for me to wade through the junk that is social media and just follow the sites that I want to follow. And then, so sometimes I probably would not remove those. I might, you could disable the links. See this? The feeds still exist. So if somebody knows how to, or if I put my own link on a website or a client site that says, click here to follow on your RSS reader, as long as you didn't disable the feeds, it'll still work. The difference between this is the feeds are turned off. This is the links, so that in the header of every HTML document, it says this is an RSS link. So somebody would only have to put in the URL to in their RSS reader and they would get it. Disable self pingbacks. That's absolutely yes. We don't use pingbacks, tracebacks. They're not really useful in today's web environment. And then finally, there's a few other things of disabling, and I'm going to come back to the REST API stuff. Disabling dash icons if you don't use it. Disabling Google Maps, because that can also be a huge drain on speed resources. You can also disable Google Fonts to not load, to make it your site faster. Disable the password strength meter. That's a pretty massive JavaScript file that gets loaded in the admin area of every single site, as well as in the login area, which is not always the admin area. We can also disable comments. So now you don't actually have to have the disable comments plugin if you simply want to turn it off. You can use Perf Matters. But what if you want comments, but you don't want any URLs? So this will just remove any URLs that might show up, whether it's the author URL or somebody types in a URL. The lazy loading. Yes, you can turn this on. And basically, as I already said, in the next version of WordPress, lazy loading is added. So therefore, we don't need this. This is a temporary fix for lazy loading. But the interesting thing is, use native. This is a lot of local browsers will lazy load things. So especially if you're using like the Brave browser or some other advanced browser beyond just Chrome or Safari or whatever Microsoft is coming up with. If you're using an advanced one, sometimes they have built-in lazy loading in the browser. And we can simply just say, hey, you know what? We're not going to do any lazy loading from the server. If your computer or if your browser, the person visiting, has their own version of lazy loading, go ahead and do it. And so we're going to offload that from the server, and it just makes it that much faster. Now, before we get into these other drop-down boxes, let's go up to the REST API, talk about that. This is one of these ones where, depending on the plugins you use, the tools you use, and whether or not you need REST API, I would automatically say basically disable it for non-admins if you need REST API. And then I can remove the links. They're still there, but we're removing them from the default API link showing up on the front end in the HTML. Disable when logged out. That means really nobody is going to be accessing the site if we're logged out. Disable for non-admins. Only the admins get to use it. And that's probably more when you're developing and you, the developer, understand how to work with the REST API. The sad thing is they don't really have a disable completely. Partly, and they used to. Brian used to have a turn off REST API completely. But because of the way WordPress has gone, the core development, some of the functions of core WordPress has to have the REST API to work properly. So therefore, he doesn't allow you to turn it completely off. Now, let's come over here. You can choose when to disable Heartbeat. If you're not, remember, Heartbeat is the auto saving, revision tracking, all those type of things. How often is this? We can disable the Heartbeat everywhere. And it's not going to really track revisions, the auto revisions or the auto saving of the posts. You will still get revisions if you hit update to a post, but you won't get the auto 15 second, which is by default. Now you can say only disable the Heartbeat disable it everywhere, but only allow it when you're editing posts or pages, which is kind of what the WordPress Heartbeat was built for, to kind of manage when and where auto saving happens. Now, the other one thing you can do is if you leave it at default, we can stretch it out. Let's say you only want to do an autosave every 60 seconds. You cannot stretch it further than that. It's every minute. But that also takes some load off the server, which also then turns around and allows people who are visiting the site to have more server resources, which we can serve our site faster. Then we can come on over here, and rather than going into your WP config file and setting the post revisions, you can just set whatever you want. Again, the difference between Heartbeat and the autosave interval also comes into, if you, these are two different things, but they, heartbeat activates the autosave. Autosave existed prior to the WordPress heartbeat, the cron job occurring. So if we disable everywhere, you have complete control over here, 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, where's the autosave? If you set it at default, the heartbeat also runs a few other things in WordPress, not just the autosave. So we can then turn around and say, you know what, on the heartbeat, you're going to check every 60 seconds if 5 minutes has happened for the autosave. So you can push it back. Heartbeat is basically just constantly checking, are there tasks needed to be performed in WordPress? And there's just a simple way to change the login URL. It's more obscurity here. Just don't forget where it is. Finally, if you have a WooCommerce site, this plugin allows you to disable a number of items that slow down WooCommerce. All right, so those are, I think, pretty self-explanatory. But now I want to show you the two or three of the really cool features of this plugin. So what I would end up do before we go on, I would take I hope you all have like baseline speeds for your client sites. Because once you have a baseline speed, you can add this plugin, go check all the different boxes you want, test it out, go recheck the speed. If it's increased, the speed has gotten faster, great. It means the plugin is helping you tweak WordPress to the best of your ability. But here's where I think this plugin shines, is over in the Extras tab. And it's really hidden behind a single on-off switch. It's called the Script Manager. We'll talk about a few of these other items in just a moment, but I'm going to turn on the Script Manager. And you may be going like, okay, I turned on the Script Manager, but what does that do? Basically, it gives us the ability to manage and look at all the scripts that are loaded for every single page, and we can sit there and say, oh, you know what? I don't need to load that script on that page. So once we have saved this, we actually have to go to the front end of the website. So we're here on the front end of the website. Wonderful colors. Whoever designed this is amazing. Okay, so notice how there's a new thing called Script Manager that shows up in the admin bar. So I'm here on the homepage. I can click Script Manager, and it's going to open up. Guess what? All of these scripts are currently loading on this current page. Editor's Kit. That's from the Gutenberg thing. The Voce theme is loading the navigation JavaScript, and you can actually take a look at it. Grid CSS and the style sheet. It also is loading the Block Lab AmazeBobs. That was probably from one of our classes. And the child style sheet from the theme. It's also loading the admin bar, the hover intent JavaScript, jQuery migrate, jQuery core, WP embed, blah, blah, blah. Look at this. We can actually see that it is loading. Oh, this is the admin bar CSS, and this is the admin bar JavaScript. I thought it was loading two things. But it's also loading all these items. We can see how much the size of each of these items. So let's watch what happens when I do this. If I turn off admin bar, current URL, and admin bar CSS, current URL, and I hit save, if I go to the home page, go back to the home page, the admin bar is gone. But look at this. If I go to, let's go to Superfly Post, it's back. So see how I actually turned that off. Now, the one issue that you may have is, well, what if I turn off that admin bar on the homepage so it never loads? So even for my clients, it becomes faster because they may be logged in. We have to remember that in order to get back to the script manager, there's a question mark perf matters that gets appended to the URL. So I can now, if I have to, I can go back to the homepage, add perf manager, and I can get back in here. Do you all see how I did that? Because I turned off the admin bar on the homepage, there's no way for me to click the button that says, hey, I want to see the this. So I'm going to go ahead and turn this back on just so that we have it. And I hit save and we get back into our script manager area. But where this is also helpful, let's say I am, let's do this. Do I have a, I can't remember if I, oh, those aren't even posts. Do I have a, 1 second, let's grab this title, edit this post. Let's see if we have something else here. Well, let's add like this. Remember that we did this Amelia on this booking view. Let me update this. And let's go back to our, so on our post, this is what I'm going to try and do something. So here's our Amelia booking thing. But if we go to the homepage, well, let's make sure that let's cut this off so that on the homepage, let me edit this post. We're going to add, let's see, 1 second. Let me grab our, what I'm looking for is the more. So I'm actually adding this. So basically I've put my Amelia booking under read more. This way, when I go to the home page, there, see how there's a read more? Now let's go to the script manager. And we just want to make sure, okay, Amelia is not loading. So that was a good plugin. Amelia is a good plugin because it's not loading that script. But if we go check, so some plugins, they load their code everywhere. So we could turn off, if Amelia was one of those plugins that loads everywhere, we could go in here to the script manager and say, oh, you know, there's stuff. We need to turn those off on the homepage. See how easy that is? We can test every single page to figure out what is loading. What is loading where? Do we need all this stuff? Now, we can also see the global view. The global view is, A, I don't have any scripts disabled yet. So if I clicked this, let's go back over here and let's, for some reason, disable the Amelia script. Oops, I need to actually say where, current URL, save. Okay, so that's now disabled. If I go to the global view, I'm going to be able to see what has been disabled. I see the ID number of the post and what got disabled. So I get a global view of everything that I've turned on and off. So the other way is if for whatever reason you turn off a script that doesn't allow you to get back to Perf Matters from that page, you can come back over here and then you click on your little ID. It's going to take you to that page and you can hit your script manager to make sure that we turn things back on or re-enable something. The other area in the settings here simply allows you, and this is the important one, if for whatever reason, it got all messed up. You've turned off the wrong script or the style sheet and your website is broken. You can simply just reset the script manager and it goes back. It removes all of its controls just for the script on and off, and your site will be back to normal. So this script manager from Perf Matters can help you fine tune what gets loaded where, and everything you can remove makes your site faster. So let's just jump back over here to look at two or three other things from Perf Matters. So in the extras area as well, we have things like pre-connect and DNS prefetch. Things like DNS prefetch would be if we were loading in Google Fonts and we were loading in Font Awesome and we were loading it from another URL, like we are going to attach it. Basically, the DNS prefetch will go get that information the moment somebody arrives on their site. So when they get to those subsequent pages that require those things, they're already part of what has been collected on the site. And then the pre-connect also is going to go through the whole process of eliminating HTTP requests. That's what it's trying to do. So that if you're actually fetching things from certain areas, this is not the CDN stuff. There's another area that handles the CDN. They've got some great information tutorials. You just click on any of these items and it will take you directly through what is pre-connect, how to do it, how to test it, how to make sure you're loading things properly. And then finally, it gives you a nice little option of a header code and a footer code. This goes in the WP head, this goes in the WP footer. This is actual, can actually be code. So be very, very careful. A lot of times this is going to be just lines. Like if you want to put in a link to something, again, check this out. You're not going to actually be doing actual code, but it is auto inserted directly into the head. What you're doing is basically you're adding in HTML that would go into the header, HTML that would go into the footer. Now, let me briefly talk. Yes, you can do the Google Analytics. It's very basic, but it has one unique feature. If you use the Google Analytics, yes, you can go in and anonymize the IP. It's a good thing for not having to track actual users. But there's an adjusted bounce rate. Sometimes this adjusted bounce rate is if we say, let's set this at, we want to see if people will stay longer than 27 seconds. And basically anything under 27 seconds, we are now going to tell Google Analytics that's a bounce. Now we're not telling Google, it will show up in our tracking data that this is a bounce. You could also say, you know what, let's make sure it's 10. 10 seconds is a bounce rate rather than, you know, we're going to lump everybody from 1 second to 10 seconds as a bounce, where Google would say, basically, if they don't spend any time or they just jump right back, that's a bounce. So it's a nice little thing that you can add in for this. And finally, because Kinsta has their own CDN, I think it's called Key CDN, they make it really easy for CDN read writes. So if you have set up a CDN and you have, and the CDN plugin may or may not do auto rewrites for you, all you need to know is the actual URL of your CDN that they have given you for your box, or whatever folder that you're in. You just put this in here and it will rewrite the whatever folders to the CDN rather than, so basically anything that is in WP contents or WP includes or the uploads folder, whatever it is, it'll handle all this. So the rewrite is there. It is not a full CDN connection. So you kind of need to follow the documentation if you need this. But the option settings here make it super easy to make your site faster. And then the extras on the script manager, really solidly done, makes it simple. You don't have to know code, how to turn things on and off. So I encourage you to try it out. Try the plugin out. It is, let's go over here. If it makes your site faster, then it's something to possibly think about. The pricing is not horrible, because if it's only $125 a year for unlimited sites. If it works for one of your clients and, hey, you finally got your site to get 99 or 100 with this plugin, 20, 25 bucks a year. But then the other thing is, you know, this doesn't change that often. So you may only need to purchase it once. So definitely check this plugin out. It's got great possibilities to make your life easier without having to go into code. Just check a few things, test the speed. And if it works for you, great. If it doesn't work for you, no cost, because you got it from the GPL share box. Take care, everybody. I hope you have a great rest of the Thursday, and I will see you all soon.